Wine, we've used a food conversation on Fridays just to keep tabs and to get in touch and stay in touch with all those restaurateurs that we've come to love over the years. And one popular spot, it's not only popular, but they really deliver incredible food, is Gemelli Italian Restaurant. They're in Bryanston, and they are not only trendy, but they've also located themselves as one of Joburg's finest. And joining us now is the founder and owner, that's Alessandro Kojani, joining us on the line. Alex, hello.
How's your van? Riteng,
how are you doing on day 57?
We're okay. We decided to open about a week ago. For takeaways. And the reception has been good. People miss the brand.
We miss those pastas right and those incredible desserts. I mean, I can still taste that cheesecake. What, your cheesecake?
Yes. Oh, that's it's not on yet. It's not on yet. It's coming next week, though.
Oh, so what have you done to the menu in this time when you are only doing takeaways?
So we shrunk the menu a little bit.
Yeah.
So we're doing like four meats. We're doing a fish. We're doing a couple of pastas. We're open Wednesday to Sunday at the moment, 12 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
But the demand might push us to open on a Tuesday. People missed us.
That's such good news, because so many other restaurateurs, Alex, are saying that this model, you know, is difficult. It doesn't have as the volumes are not moving as much as necessary, you know, to prove for it to continue to be profitable, number one.
Right.
And then also there are high delivery costs involved.
Right. I've been blessed enough to have a decent landlord. My landlord is actually a very good landlord. And he's given us a bit of a break. So
a break in what sense? Are you just paying for your rates and taxes?
We're paying for utilities, rates, taxes. And I've also got less than half my team. So I've got a team of about 60 people.
Yeah.
And right now I've only got 12 working.
Okay. And how are the others surviving, by the way? How are the others coping? Because we know the model in restaurants, they really rely on tips.
Hello?
Yes, Alex.
Oh, the model relies on?
No, I'm saying a lot of waiters survive on tips. So how's your staff doing overall?
That's a sad story. I don't even know. Like, I know UIF has paid out a couple of the staff members.
Yeah.
And that's another problem. UIF is paying out in dribs and drabs. So we've been paid for a few staff. We haven't been paid for a few. All I can do is stay at home. That's the safest thing for them to do, because once you're at home, you're not spending money.
Yes. But have you been?
That's the safest thing to do.
Say that again.
I'm saying that's the safest and easiest thing for them to do. I have a group. I have groups for my waiters. I have a kitchen staff group. And yeah, everybody's crying about the lack of money.
And I know that a lot of owners feel that they need to do something. You know, there's an opportunity to buy vouchers that can put out to your customers, that when you do reopen, they can come in and enjoy their favorite meals, but they're just paying for it in advance. Have you introduced any kind of program to be able to get through this period?
No, I haven't really introduced the program. I just found out a lot of restaurants are doing it already. And a few of my mates are in the restaurant game that were doing it as well, when I also told me that, you know, people are not buying the vouchers as quickly as they would have liked.
Right. Uptake.
So I didn't introduce that at all. I just decided to open just for takeaways. I'm lucky enough to have two kitchens in the same building.
Right.
So I've got my pantry kitchen downstairs. That's an all-day breakfast, which is a very small kitchen, which I've converted to be able to do Gemelli food, which is upstairs. So upstairs I've closed. Gemelli upstairs, but all the Gemelli food is coming out of the pantry kitchen now. So
yeah,
I've just worked my kitchen around so then it can work and make Gemelli food.
Yes.
I think the last thing we all need to do is sit there and cry about what's going on. We need to find a way. We need to find a way to move forward. And I'm trying to find a way to move forward right now.
Right. I spoke to the Restaurant Collective last week, and it's all about sit-down restaurants coming together in a unified voice, you know, to address some of the challenges that affect the industry and, of course, will affect the industry into the long term, or rather into a few more months. It's the short term, but it's going to feel like a hell of a long time for many business owners. And they're certainly saying that a lot needs to change to ensure that the sit-down industry of food, of the food business, survives this period.
They need to this thing of level one being the only type that can sit.
Yeah,
it's a bit unfair. We have to get it done at level three, to be honest. That's the only way restaurants are going to survive. I don't see more than 60% of restaurants coming back after this.
Yeah,
it's actually scary. They need to loosen up the rules a little bit for us. We need to let people sit in a restaurant and eat. Even if they tell us about distancing and even if your restaurant's allowed 50-60 people is more than nothing.
Mm. What's the capacity at your restaurant? And have you looked at how you would rearrange the setup in order to suit social distancing requirements or physical distancing?
My restaurant sits 180 people.
Yeah.
So to fit into the requirements just means pulling out a couple of tables and making sure we got the distancing right.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it can happen, but I don't know. We need the volumes. We need people to drink. We need people to have a good time. We need people to spend a lot of money on liquor. That's where we make our money, on the liquor.
Mm.
And obviously, if people are not having a good time, they're not spending that money on liquor.
So if it's going to be this reduced menu and, of course, removing items like the alcohol turnover, the component of the alcohol turnover, you're saying it's still going to continue to be really, really tight.
It's still going to be really tight.
Sure. It's going to be a tough, it's going to be a tough period moving forward. But I just want to come back to this question of you considering opening on Tuesdays as well. It is really contrary, not necessarily completely, from the restaurants we've spoken to, there is uptake, but not at the levels that would then say, let's add more days, for instance. So why do you think that is? Is it because of the culture, the relationships you had established as an owner and as a restaurant, that many of your people, many of your patrons and customers are expressing this sort of demand?
I think Jamedi has always been, even when we started up, we called it Jamedi La Familia Prima, which means, La Familia Prima means family first. So we've always set up our restaurants so that our customers are like our family. So Jamedi is like home for a lot of people. So we've been blessing us as, people don't look at us as a business, they look at us as if they're going home.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a lot of people just miss home. And I think we have the relationship with our customers, our staff and customers, that has enabled us to be able to think about opening on a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think right now our currency is relationships. You need to have established relationships for your business to survive at the moment.
Yes, yes. Those need to have been good so that you can leverage them at a time like this. Wow.
Correct.
So correct. Just back to how we can order your food. What is the process and how far in advance? How's your delivery system working?
I've been very blessed that Avis South Africa jumped on board with us as soon as they heard we're doing delivery.
What?
Yeah, I've been so blessed. That's another relationship I have with the Avis Group. So they've been generous enough to give us a couple of cars and their driver to make deliveries for us.
Mm.
So you can just place an order. You can phone in on our normal number, 010-591-4333.
Mm.
And we've also set up a Jamedi cell number where you can just send a WhatsApp with your order.
Mm.
And we deliver as well on 060-670-1364.
Mm-hmm.
So you can drop us a WhatsApp on our cell line.
Yeah.
And we're open 12 to 6 Wednesday to
Sunday.
To Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah, with delivery.
Okay. And your socials, your social pages feature this shortened, reduced menu that is on offer right now.
Our social page is Jamili underscore restaurant on Instagram and Jamili restaurant on Facebook.
Yeah.
And they feature our current menu.
Fantastic.
Said, we're gradually building the menu. Last week we had about 12 items. This week we have about 22.
Mm.
So we're building the menu back to, the aim is to, by June to get the full menu running.
Wow. And this is all.
Any of their classic pastas or pasta or food they want.
And this is all in a week. Really encouraging. Yes. Really encouraging.
Yeah, this is all in, we've done a lot in 2 weeks.
Yes.
We've had to push.
Yes. Well, Alex, really all of the best. We'll continue to keep tabs and keep in touch with you as things develop, because it's in our interests that as much of the economy survives this period as possible. And the restaurant industry is one such industry that needs to also stick around. Thank you, Alex.
Pleasure, Vanya. Thank you for the interview and the airtime.
Thank you. Now, that's the founder and owner of Jamili, Alessandro Kojani, and they seem to be really bucking what has seemed like a really depressed development in the industry. Like the restaurant business seems to still be quite subdued, quite depressed at this moment, and Jamili seems to be going against that grain right now. And as he said, it's potentially, from what he sees, down, it comes down to the relationships that they are leveraging, the relationships that they had created and nurtured. What do they say? Nurture it before you need it. That's one academic who said that in a talk. I can't remember which one particularly, but they say nurture it before you actually need it, before you need to call in that favor. Make sure you are nurturing and looking after those relationships.